Designing washed-out intro ambiences in Ableton Live, intermediate level. We're building that classic drum and bass intro fog, wide, degraded, atmospheric but still controlled, so when the drop hits, it feels massive. By the end, you'll have a 16-32-bar intro bed made from four ideas. A blurred pad texture, a ghosted break that hints at drums without starting them, an air or noise layer for motion, and one shared glue reverb return so everything lives in the same space. Before we touch any devices, quick mindset shift. Think in distance, not just reverb. Washed out usually means the sound feels far away. That's less transient, less mid-range bite, more reverb, and often a softer stereo image. So as we build layers, decide, is this element foreground, mid, or background? Foreground gets less reverb, more mids, and usually a bit narrower. Background gets more reverb, less mids, more filtering, and can be wider. All right, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, 170 to 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. Create a 32-bar intro region and arrangement view. You can do 16 if you want it punchier, but 32 gives us space to tell a little story. Now make three audio tracks and name them Pad Wash, Ghost Break, and Air/Noise. And create two return tracks. Return A is big verb. Return B is dub delay. This return's first workflow is a big deal. If multiple layers share the same room, your intro instantly feels like one environment, not three unrelated sounds stacked together. Next, the pad wash. This is the main fog. Option A is starting from a simple chord pad with waveatable. Create a MIDI track. Load waveatable. Pick something warm and simple. Basic shapes is totally fine. Keep it mellow. Sine or triangle-ish. If you add a second oscillator, keep it subtle. Maybe a tiny detune, or just turn it off and keep the sound clean. Play a moody chord. Minor seventh and suspended chords are basically cheat codes for DNB intros. If you're an F minor, try F minor 7. F, ab, C, ib. Hold it for a bar or two, or even just let it sustain across multiple bars. Now, we wash it out. And here is an important coaching note. Pre-reverb tone shaping beats post-reverb EQ. If you feed harshness into reverb, the reverb smears that harshness everywhere. So we'll EQ before the reverb too, not just after. On pad wash, start with EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 250 HE. We're not trying to build low end in the intro. We're reserving that space for the drops, kick and sub. If the pad is biting, do a gentle dip in the 2 to 5K range. Then hybrid reverb. Choose a hall style algorithm. If you use shimmer, keep it subtle. We're going washed out, not sparkly headache. Set decay around 6 to 12 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the dry sound still has a little definition. Mix around 25 to 45%. If you prefer working fully wet, you can do 100% wet here and blend dry on a separate layer, but for now keep it simple. After the reverb, add chorus ensemble, amount around 20 to 40%. Rate slow, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Remember, movement that doesn't sound like movement. If it feels like an obvious wobble, you're doing too much. We want gentle drift. Then auto filter in low pass mode. This is one of your main fog controls. Set it so the pad starts darker, maybe around 800 Hz, and over the intro it opens up to 4, 6, even 8K depending on how bright you want to get before the drop. We'll automate that later. Now add a redux for a little age. Keep it subtle. Bit reduction to around 10 to 14 bit, and downsample maybe 1.5 to 3 times. If you instantly hear video game crunch, pull it back. This is texture seasoning, not the main flavor. Finally, utility. Push width to about 120 to 170%, but a warning. Wide is addictive. Too wide, too early, and your drop has nowhere to expand. Also, check mono early. Every so often, throw utility on your master and hit mono. If your pad collapses or gets weirdly louder or hollow, reduce width or reduce the chorus amount. That's option A. Option B is more organic. Start from audio and resample. Grab any tonal sample, a vocal note, a piano hit, a random pad from a pack. Put hybrid reverb at 60 to 100% wet, and if you like that static cloud vibe, freeze the reverb. Then resample that output to a new audio track. Now you've got a texture you can stretch, reverse, fade in and out, and it instantly sounds dreamlike jungle intro. This is one of the fastest ways to get expensive atmosphere out of simple material. Cool. Next layer. The ghost break. This is the rhythmic memory. The trick is genre identity without actually starting the beat. On ghost break, load a break. Amen. Think, hot pants, Anything classic. For a washed intro, try Warp Mode Complex or Complex Pro for smear. Beats Mode is punchier, but it can feel too real drums too soon. Now the processing chain. First, auto filter high pass, 300 to 800 HC. Yes, that high. We're removing the weight so it doesn't compete with what's coming later. And we want the break to feel like it's behind a wall or coming through another room. Automate that cut off gently so it breathes. Optional. Drum bus, but be careful. Drive around 2 to 6 if you want tone. Keep boom at 0. Do not invent sub energy in the intro from a break. Then hybrid reverb again, but shorter than the pad. Something like 1.2 to 3.5 seconds. Mix 20 to 40%. It should feel like a hint of space, not a giant tail that makes the rhythm obvious. For delay, either put echo right on the track or just send it to return B. Try 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35%. In echoes filter, roll off lows below 300 HC so the repeats stay light and not muddy. Then utility, width maybe 80 to 120%. Brakes get facey fast if you go super wide. Arrangement tip. Don't bring the ghost brake in at bar 1. Let the pad establish the world first. Try introducing the ghost brake around bar 9 to 16. And keep it quiet. You want it felt, not heard. If a listener can clearly identify your brake, it's probably too loud for an intro ambience. Third layer. Air and noise movement. This is what keeps your intro from feeling like a static loop. You can use a field recording, rain, room tone, vinyl crackle, street noise, a station ambience, warp in texture mode for stretched air, or generate noise with stock synths. Put operator on a MIDI track and use the noise oscillator. Then shape it on air / noise. Start with EQ8. High pass 300 to 800 HZ. If it's hissy and sharp, do a small dip around 4 to 6K. Then auto pan. Rate super slow, 0.05 to 0.2 HZ, amount 20 to 60%, phase 180 degrees for wide movement. Again, we're aiming for motion that doesn't wave at you. Now the secret sauce, frequency shifter. Set it to ring mode, fine around plus 10 to plus 60 HZ, dry / wet 5 to 15%. This adds an unreal, metallic drift that screams atmospheric DNB without sounding like a cheesy preset. And send a bit of this to return A. The big verb, not too much. If the noise becomes a white curtain over everything, pull it down. Now let's build the return effects, because this is where cohesion happens. On return A, big verb, hybrid reverb, Hall algorithm, decay 8 to 14 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, low cut inside the reverb around 200 to 400 HC, high cut around 8 to 12K to avoid fizzy fatigue, wet 100%, because it's a return. After that, EQ8, high pass 200 to 350 HC. This is one of the biggest my intro is muddy fixes. Don't be afraid of that high pass on the reverb return. You're making fog, not soup. Then a gentle compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 ms. Release 100 to 250 ms. Just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This kind of holds the tail so it feels controlled. Optional advanced smoothing. Multiband dynamics on the return. Compress only the high band a tiny bit when it gets bright. This is how you stop random sibilant bursts from dominating the atmosphere. Now return B. Dub delay. Echo. Set time to 1/4 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback 25 to 45%. Add a little noise if you want character. Filter it. High pass 250 to 400. Low pass 4 to 8K. Wet 100%. After echo, add saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip optional. This helps the delay sit in a nice, warm way instead of poking out. Send strategy. The pad usually gets more of return A and a bit of return B. The ghost break gets less big verb and a touch of delay. Or flip it depending on your vibe. Noise gets mostly big verb and minimal delay. Now we'll automate. This is the real sauce. Washed out intros are automation driven. The intro should feel like emerging from fog into clarity, but not all the way into clarity, because you still need room for the drop to feel like the real world arriving. Automate the pad's low pass cutoff so it slowly opens over 16 or 32 bars. Automate the send to return A, start higher, then pull it down a little as you approach the drop. That sounds backwards until you hear it, but it works. Less reverb right before the drop makes the drop feel cleaner and more impactful. Optionally, automate reverb decay slightly shorter near the end, again to create clarity. Automate noise volume, slow rise, then dip. And automate stereo width, wide early, slightly narrower right before the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel wider even if you don't change anything on the drop. Classic TNB transition move. In the final two bars, push echo feedback up briefly for a bloom, do a quick low pass sweep on the entire ambience group, and then hard cut to clean drums and sub right on the drop. That hard cut is a feature, not a bug, if you set it up right. Now group and glue everything. Group pad wash, ghost break, and IR/noise into a group called Intro Atmos. On the group, an EQ8 and high pass around 80 to 150 Hz. We are protecting the future subspace. Then add glue compressor, gentle. Attack 3 to 10 ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The goal isn't loudness. It's one smeared environment. Optional, a tiny bit of saturator, 0.5 to 2 dB drive for warmth. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid as you tweak. If the intro is muddy, it's usually too much low end in the reverb. High pass the return harder, often 250 to 400 Hz. If everything is wide all the time, your drop feels smaller. Automate width. If the ghost break is too loud or too crisp, it kills anticipation. Bury it. If shimmer or bright verbs get harsh, filter the top end of the reverb. And if there's no movement, the ear hears a loop, not a journey. Use slow modulation and tiny hand-drawn automation. Extra pro tips, especially for darker or heavier DNB. Try making the space feel industrial. Use hybrid reverb convolution with darker rooms or plates. Then high pass aggressively. Add subtle distortion before reverb. A touch of saturator into the verb makes the tail gritty and ominous. Pitch drift creates instant dread. Tiny chorus or tiny pitch automation every 4 to 8 bars. And here's a big one. Sidechain the ambience to a ghost kick. Put a kick on a muted track, then sidechain a compressor on Intro Atmos to it. Only 1 to 3 dB reduction. Now the intro breathes with DNB energy before the drums even arrive. You can even sidechain the big verb return itself, so the space inhales around the imaginary kick. That makes the transition into the real drums feel intentional. Arrangement upgrade. Bar by bar. Bars 1 to 4. Establish a signature artifact. One identifiable thing. Maybe a reversed vocal breath. One filtered amen hit. A distant horn note. A vinyl stop. Keep it sparse so it feels like an opening scene. Bars 5 to 8. Create call and response between layers. Pad swells while noise dips. Then swap. The mix breathes without adding more parts. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce the ghost break, and maybe the ghost motif that foreshadows the drop. A high-passed hint of the drop synth, drenched and filtered, can be insanely effective. Bars 17 to 28, reduce density while increasing tension. Counterintuitive, but try muting the noise for 4 bars and bringing it back. Less information equals more anticipation. This audio version is shortened for playback.